Thank the Lord for the privilege of being here this morning. We need the Lord's help very much. Anthony, would you mind leading us in the chorus of the song, Precious Memories?
Of the midnight, precious sacred scenes unfold.
Normally, we think of that song as being memories of someone that we love that has gone on, someone that has lived a good life. But I believe that song can also apply to our own lives and the memories in our own lives. The scripture says the memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. Memories can bring us some real comfort. I'd like to read in Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24 and verse 1. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulcher, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulcher, and they entered in and found not the body of Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words. So, no doubt their memory of the words of Jesus were a real comfort to them. In John chapter 2, and verse 18, Then answered the Jews and said unto him, What sign shewest thou unto us, seeing thou doest these things? Jesus answered and said unto them, Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple in the building, and wilt thou rear it up in 3 days? But he spake of the temple of his body. When therefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this unto them, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had said. That must have been a great comfort to them, to remember Jesus told us this was going to come to pass, and it has. Memories can give us inspiration. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1 says, Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight, and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Seeing that we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, the people that have gone before us, do you remember anyone whose memory is a blessing to you? Maybe some of your loved ones. Maybe some saint that was not very outspoken, but an humble saint of God. And the memory of that person has proven to be an inspiration to you. We've had some losses here, and memories of folks keep coming back, and they're an inspiration. I want to be like that. This great cloud of witnesses, of loved ones, of ministers, of saints, of those written about in the Bible can inspire us. And I believe those are precious memories that can help us in life. James chapter 5 and verse 7 says, "Take my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering affliction and of patience." We remember people that have suffered in the name of the Lord and in spite of their suffering, continued to show Christian graces. That impresses me. I can remember some of those times. They go through trials and they show the love of Christ. Their enemies treat them badly and they return good for evil. Do you remember anybody like that in your life? Those are precious memories that can inspire us. Verse 11, "Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy." Do you suppose that the Apostle Paul left behind any memories? Those that he had influenced, those that saw him being whipped, that lowered him down from the wall in a basket. Do you suppose after Paul was gone that they were inspired? Do you remember how Paul was so zealous? Do you remember how he counted everything but dung that he could win Christ? He had position. He had the respect of the people. He was in the upper crust of society, yet he counted that nothing that he could win Christ. Do you remember Paul? There are people who can inspire us by their memory. And really, that memory is so precious. It's such a treasure that it's a real comfort to us when that person has gone on. Well, memories can be a blessing to us, but they can also be a curse. Let us turn to Luke chapter 16. Luke chapter 16 and verse 19. "There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at his gate full of sores and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass when the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom, the rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments and seeing Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that in thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. Son, remember." The rich man thought back and he could remember Lazarus. Passing by, seeing his great need, being so able to minister to his need, and being unwilling to do so. He could remember the big feast that he had thrown. He could remember the luxuries of his life, the pursuit of wealth, the pursuit of pleasures in life. He could remember those things. And his memory haunted him to think about the man that was suffering so much and he failed to show the mercy. The memory of the wicked will haunt them. What kind of memories do you think an adulterer has? Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 13. Proverbs 9 and 13, a foolish woman is clamorous. She is simple and knoweth nothing. For she sitteth at the door of her house on a seat in the high places of the city, to call the passengers who go right on their ways. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. As for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, stolen waters are sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But he knoweth not that the dead are there, and that her guests are in the depths of hell. Stolen waters are sweet. It's the allure of the world. It's the allure of sin. Don't you want to taste something sweet? But he knoweth not that the dead are there, and her guests are in the depths of hell. And in the depths of hell, he remembers how he fell. He remembers, yes, some of the pleasure, but oh, the torment of eternal hellfire. The awfulness, the inability to get the stain off of his soul, and thinking it wasn't worth it. He can remember what he did. And oh, that memory will haunt him for all eternity. Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 26. By the means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread, and the adulteress will hunt for the precious life. Can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Can one go upon the coals and his feet not be burned? So he that goeth in to his neighbor's wife, whosoever toucheth her, shall not be innocent. Men do not despise a thief if he steal to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. But if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold and shall give all the substance of his house. But whoso committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. And he that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. A wound and a dishonor shall he get, and his reproach shall not be wiped away, and the bad memories will not be wiped away. The haunting memories, the torment of the sin that was committed. For jealousy is the rage of a man, therefore he will not spare in the day of vengeance. He will not regard any ransom, neither will he rest content, though thou givest many gifts. What kind of memories does a liar have? Proverbs 20 and 17 says, bread of deceit is sweet to a man, but afterwards his mouth shall be filled with gravel. I want you to notice that the gravel lasts a lot longer in your mouth than bread will. The torment of the memory of the sin that you commit is going to last a whole lot longer than the pleasure that you get from sin. What kind of memories does a murderer have? Genesis chapter 4. Genesis chapter 4 and verse 9. The Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And now thou art cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. Verse 13, and Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. The memory of a murderer. My old memories, how they linger. How they ever haunt my soul. Wasted chances, squandered lifetime. Now I'll miss sweet heaven's goal. But I'm so glad that it doesn't have to be that way. Did you know that bad memories can be forgotten? They can be wiped away. We can have a new day, a new opportunity. Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 34. Jeremiah 31 and 34, "They shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more." Thank you, Lord Jesus, for a new opportunity in life. These things that have been haunting me, that I go to bed at night and I can't go to sleep because I remember my sins. David said in his repentance prayer, "My sin is ever before me." It haunted him, the memory of it. Let me tell you, the bread may be sweet for a moment, but afterward there is gravel. Afterward, after all the pleasure is over, that brief, fleeting pleasure, hell is forever. And the memory of it, the memory of that man, the dog licking his sores, haunts that man to this day. I'm so glad it can be all wiped away. For the Lord God in heaven, the one who can execute wrath, that can execute judgment on sin, for him to say, "I'm going to forget about it. You're going to have a new opportunity in life. You're going to be innocent once more. I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more." I ask you today, what kind of memories are you creating in your own life? Did you know that the events of life, the daily deeds that you do, are turning into memories? And you have a choice of the kind of memories that you're going to be dealing with in the future. Revelation chapter 20. Revelation 20 and 12, "I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works." Those things that we remember that we did, that God remembers that we did. Things that maybe we hoped to be able to forget. We hoped that God might forget or overlook somehow. There's coming a day that book of memories is going to be opened up and we'll be judged according to that book. What kind of memories are you creating in your life today? Young people live for the present, but old people relive the past. What kind of past are you going to be able to relive? When you can no longer get around, when you can't get out there and enjoy the excitement and the fun anymore, and you're sitting there unable, what kind of memories are going to keep flooding through your mind? Are you going to say, "Precious memories, oh, how they linger"? Are you going to value them? Are they going to be a blessing to you? Or is it going to be torment? The song asks, "When you are lying helpless, speechless, and dumb, sad to behold life stories told, when you, like other dying mortals, must come to leave all this world a helpless soul, what will be your profit?" And I want to ask, what kind of memories are going to be flooding back to you at that time? Our memories can be real treasures to us. Matthew chapter 13 and verse 52. Matthew 13 and 52. Then said he unto them, Therefore every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which bringeth out of his treasures things new and old. Every scribe is like a householder. Every minister of Christ who is instructed, taught of God in the kingdom of heaven, in the mysteries of the gospel of Christ, out of his treasury, his granary or storehouse, brings things new and old. Things new and old was a Jewish phrase for a great plenty. Did you know that our memories are in great plenty? A small degree of knowledge is not sufficient for the preacher of the gospel. The sacred writings should be his treasure. He should properly understand them. His knowledge does not consist in being furnished with a great variety of human learning, though of this he should acquire as much as he can. But his knowledge consists in being well instructed in the things concerning the kingdom of heaven and the art of conducting men into it. Again, it is not enough for a man to have these advantages in possession. He must bring them forth and distribute them abroad. It's not enough to have the treasures stored away and kept for yourself. You must be willing to share them with others. A good pastor will not, like a miser, keep these things to himself to please his fancy, nor like a merchant traffic with them to enrich himself, but like a bountiful father or householder, distribute them with a liberal, though judicious, hand for the comfort and support of the whole heavenly family. What's in your storehouse today? What kind of memories? Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Speaking of a good man of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man of the evil treasure of his heart bringing forth evil things. What is in your treasury today? There are people that have as their treasury memories of movies, of sports trivia. How empty. That's like gathering leaves. Wouldn't it be so much better to have a treasury rich in the memory of the Word of God, in the memory of the blessings of the Lord in our lives? Answers to prayer. Worship services that were such a comfort and an inspiration to us. These things can be treasures in our memories. There is a theme that is sweet to my memory. There's a joy that I cannot declare. There's a treasure that gladdens my being. 'Tis the kingdom of righteousness here. Oh, precious memories, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul. The song says, when I look o'er the past, I behold how his wide arms of mercy held me. Oh, his sweet love and peace are untold. In his favor, I'm happy and free. Luke chapter 10 and verse 30. Luke 10 and 30, Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at that place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, As he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he had departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. What kind of memories do you think that priest had as he reached the end of his life? Do you suppose he ever thought back about that man beaten up, lying there, approaching death? And he remembered, I was too busy. I didn't want to defile myself. Others could care for him. Do you suppose that memory ever came back and haunted him? What about the Levite? Same thing, same position. I imagine that memory haunted them for the years to come. But think of that Samaritan as an old man. I said old people relive the past. They can't get out and do a whole lot, but they can cherish their memories. That Samaritan, thinking back, do you suppose he received a blessing? I may have saved that man's life. Or do you suppose he regretted having spent the money, having spent some time? No, I don't think so. I think that was a treasure in his abundance of treasures in his storehouse of memory. I can imagine the children and grandchildren of that man that was beat up by the thieves and left for dead coming back to that Samaritan and saying, Thank you. I can imagine the tears of joy that flowed. I can imagine the healing, assuming the man was a Jew that was beaten up, that was taking place between the Samaritans and the Jews, the two cultures at conflict. The healing that was taking place, the shared love, oh, the memories of living a righteous life, of giving of ourselves for others, the blessing it is going to be to us someday. God is storing up memories as well. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 16. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. Precious memories. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts. In the day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them, as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Not only do they get to enjoy the precious memories, but they get to be the Lord's and be his jewels and be spared by the Lord in the day of judgment. Matthew chapter 25. Matthew 25 and 31, the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, and then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another as the shepherd divideth the sheep from the goats. What a great day. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked and ye clothed me. I was sick and ye visited me. I was in prison and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered and fed thee? I don't remember that, Lord. Or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? And when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. The Lord is storing up a book of memories. And oh, what a blessing if those memories are memories of righteousness. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 6. Paul said, I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. Young people live for the present. Old people relive the past. Paul was at the end of life, and he was sharing some memories here. And here we go. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Yes, people stoned me. They rejected me. They beat me. I was put on trial. I was rejected. I was rejected by the very people that honored me in the synagogue. I remember that. But I have some good memories in my treasury. My memory is that I fought a good fight. I didn't give in when there was temptation. I didn't turn back when things were discouraging. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Oh, how valuable it is to come down to the end of life's way and to be able to look back and have this treasury of good memories. But there's only one way to make that happen. That's to have the Lord forgive and wash away those bad ones and for us to follow Him faithfully all the way. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Not only do I have all these good memories that I can cherish, that I can enjoy in my old age, but I'm looking forward to the future. There is a crown laid up for me, a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. Yes, I stood before the corrupt judge. Yes, I was rejected by people, but I am getting ready to stand before the righteous judge. And it makes a difference how we have lived. There is laid up for me a crown of righteousness which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love His appearance. I don't have a lot of regrets, I think Paul was saying. Unlike the song that says, nothing but leaves I've gathered. So sad, but alas, 'tis true. What I have done, I never, never more can undo. Past is the harvest season. The summer is come and gone. Reaping for future burning the thorns and briars I've sown. But instead, it was, I have fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto who? Every one of us that love His appearing. Every one of us that are willing to let the Lord wash those bad memories away. I'm not saying we will have no memory at all of our past life. We will. But we should keep an attitude of repentance toward it. And we can thank God that He's willing to forget those things if we repent, if we turn away from them. And not only for Paul, but for every one of us, a crown of righteousness. Isn't it beautiful? Isn't it a wonderful thing that we have a say on what kind of memories are going to be there for us? Well, what about our memories? Are they over when we pass away, when we come to the end of life? Or do they stay with us for all eternity? What about that rich man in torment? He could still remember, couldn't he? And I believe that for the righteous, the blessing of memory will still be there. Those blessings will continue into eternity. How about your life today? What kind of events are in your life? What kind of things are building memories for you? Will you come down to the end of life's way, and look back and say, oh, that's so precious. Thank God for the rich blessings He has given me through life. Or will you look back and say, I am so sorry I lived such a selfish life. I'm so sorry I pursued sin. Oh, the regret now. Adultery and lying and drinking and stealing and all of those things. Oh, the regret, the bitterness. Thank God that it doesn't have to be that way. May God bless you today.